In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, documentary filmmaker Christina Fontana tries to help a Missouri family desperately searching for their missing daughter. Christina quickly goes down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder, realizing she can't trust anyone, including the missing girl's own family. Start your free trial to follow Christina as she spends over a decade of her life searching for the truth. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus, the streaming home of true crime and so much more, for just $4.99.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the weekly program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the NBA. On this week's program, I have an interview with Nick Agar-Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for hashtag Basketball at Nets Republic. We discussed the 2020 United States Olympic men's basketball team. But first, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with the 2021 NBA Finals. Yes, the NBA Finals have arrived after still dealing with what we're dealing with in our society with COVID-19 and, of course, with the NBA regular season having a condensed season, only playing 72 games, and then going through the playoffs, conference finals, and players have, including LeBron James, have said that, you know, players should get more rest time. They should have gotten a rest having this rush season, the shortest off season in the history of the NBA. But we've gone through that, and now we're here with the 2021 NBA Finals. And we've got an exciting matchup between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, Phoenix currently leads the series 2-0. But I think this series is far from over. We've seen what Coach Monty Williams has done a fantastic job with the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker has been a rising star. DeAndre Ayton's been effective. Jay Crowder's been great. Mikal Bridges. Also, you can also put Cameron Payne in the mix as well. Just so many great stars have shown up for Phoenix thus far. And, of course, Chris Paul. I mean, he's like a fine wine. He gets better with time. He's the ageless wonder. And definitely Phoenix has their hands full right now. I mean, Milwaukee has their hands full right now dealing with somebody like Phoenix. But the 2021 NBA Finals are here. I expect this thing to be a fantastic series. I think the series is far from over. Both of these teams have waited a long time to be in the finals. The last time Milwaukee won an NBA championship was 1971, and the last time they played in an NBA finals was 1974 before losing to the Boston Celtics. Meanwhile, for the Phoenix Suns, this is only their third championship appearance in franchise history. They first went to the finals in 1976, where they lost to the Boston Celtics in 6 games, and then in 1993, they would lose to the Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen and Chicago Bulls in the 1993 NBA Finals. But again, this is a new era now. This is 2021. This is the NBA Finals. And Bucks and Suns, I think this is going to be an interesting series. And I think we're just getting started with these two teams.
Bacon Bash, take one.
Head to Red Robin for Bacon Bash. For bacon on burgers, bacon on all the things, like the savory sweet bacon jammin' burger. Bacon jam, seriously? Bacon jammin' wings with bacon crumbles. Wings too, is this right? And the caramel and cookie crumb shake with candied bacon. Bacon on a shake, what? Okay, I think we're done. If you need me, I'll be at Red Robin.
You forgot to say for a limited time, Red Robin.
Yum. Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
My next storyline is going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis has really improved his game since he started in the NBA. He's only been in the league for 8 years now. He's a two-time league MVP. He's also a league defensive player of the year. And, you know, he's done so much. He's a multiple all-star, and he has really improved his game year in and year out. And Giannis, what we saw from him was, you know, in last week's playoff series against the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals, suffered a gruesome knee injury, which turned out to be a hyperextension. Thank God, due to MRI results, there were no ligament tears. Antetokounmpo did not return for the remainder of the series, but it didn't matter because the Bucks wind up winning and heading over to the NBA Finals. Now, as far as Giannis is concerned, he has done so much so far in this series with Milwaukee. Game one, he finished with 20 points. Game two, he finished with 42 points. And Giannis can't do it alone. He can't do it by himself. Chris Middleton is going to have to step up major in this series. You know, I mean, if we know what Giannis is going to bring to the table. Giannis is not at 100%, but he's willing it. He's doing everything he can do to will his team the victory so early in this series. So Giannis, of course, is going to be the centerpiece, but Chris Middleton is going to be the X factor in this series. And we're seeing how important Giannis is to this series and what he means to the Milwaukee Bucks, to a franchise he clearly loves, a city that he loves very much. You know, despite Milwaukee being a small market to NBA standards, Giannis loves it there. Giannis thinks the world of Milwaukee. And, you know, I think with him being in the NBA Finals, with his team being in the NBA Finals, I think this goes to a whole nother level in his career. But as they always say, you got to win it. It don't mean a thing if you don't have the ring. And if Giannis can will his team to victory and get other people involved in this, we'll look at Giannis. I mean, I've always looked at Giannis as a very talented player, but this raises his stock to the next level.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
And for my last storyline, is going to be, I mentioned his name earlier, Chris Paul. What can you say about Chris? I mean, he's done it all in the NBA. Rookie of the Year, NBA All-Star, been an All-Star Game MVP. He's won multiple Olympic gold medals. He has been outstanding from start to finish in he was outstanding in New Orleans. He was outstanding with the Clippers. He was outstanding in Houston. The one season in the bubble with Oklahoma City and now in Phoenix, his leadership skills have always been through the roof, and we're continuing to see just a legend in the making and continuing to play at such a high level and such a high consistency. You know, what he's done with the Phoenix Suns this year has been phenomenal. What a difference a year has made for Phoenix. Last year they won 34 games, missing the playoffs in the bubble last year. But, man, with the arrival of Chris Paul, he has raised everybody's game to another level. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, you know, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Payne, Cameron Johnson. I mean, Chris Paul has really been the difference maker. He was the steal of the offseason this past year. And, you know, kudos to the Phoenix Suns for making that big move to land CP3 to make the deal happen with Oklahoma City to bring him to Phoenix. Chris Paul has just been one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Just the ball handling skills, the leadership skills, everything. Whatever team he's been on, he has always just made them better. And that's a rarity in a lot of players because a lot of players can't really say that. But Chris Paul is one of the few players in the league that no matter what team he's been on, he has always made them better. And we continue to see greatness at work with CP3. Those are my top three storylines. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the playoff league leaders currently in the NBA postseason. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in-store, starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in the NBA postseason. Let's start off with points per game. Luka Doncic led the NBA postseason in points per game from the Dallas Mavericks. He averaged 35 points per game. Tied for second is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. They both averaged 34 points per game. Coming in fourth is Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. He averaged 32 points per game. And Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics is fifth. He averaged 30 points per game. Next category that we have is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Giannis Antetokounmpo. So far, he's averaged almost 13 rebounds per game during these NBA playoffs. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, followed by DeAndre Ayton is third from the Phoenix Suns. And then tied for fourth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets and Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Tied for first is Vlatko Kancar from the Denver Nuggets and Luke Kornet from the Boston Celtics. They both shot 100% from the field during the playoffs. And then in third is Dwight Powell from the Dallas Mavericks. And fourth is Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards. And then Rondé Hollis-Jefferson from the Portland Trail Blazers. Next category is assists per game. Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards has led the postseason in assists per game, averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Luka Doncic. Coming in third is Damian Lillard. And fourth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And then in fifth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. Next category that we have is steals per game. Kyle Anderson from the Memphis Grizzlies has led the postseason and steals per game with almost 3 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. And third is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. And fourth is Bogdan Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks. And then in fifth is Taj Gibson from the New York Knicks. Next category is blocks per game. We have Robert Williams III from the Boston Celtics has led the playoffs in blocks per game with 3. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert, followed by Daniel Gafford coming in at number 3. Brooke Lopez is fourth from the Milwaukee Bucks. And in fifth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. We have a tie for first place in three-point percentage. Shaquille Harrison and Vlatko Kansar from the Denver Nuggets. Also, Amir Coffey from the Los Angeles Clippers. And Jalen Smith from the Phoenix Suns. And then coming in fifth is Cam Reddish from the Atlanta Hawks. And then in three-point field goals made, leading the playoffs in three-point field goals made, is Reggie Jackson from the Los Angeles Clippers. He made 58 three-point field goals during the playoffs. Coming in at number two is his teammate Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. And then we tied for third, we have Chris Middleton from the Milwaukee Bucks and Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. And then in fifth is Bogdan Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks. And in the next category that we have is free throw percentage. In the playoffs, we have a tie for first place. Pat Connaughton from the Milwaukee Bucks, Mike Conley from the Utah Jazz, Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson from the New York Knicks, and Will Barton from the Denver Nuggets. They have all shot 100% from the free throw line in the playoffs. And then the last category that we have is minutes played. And, of course, in minutes played, we have to talk about the guy from the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, has led the playoffs in minutes played. He played 41 minutes a game during the playoffs. Coming in at number two is Paul George. Coming in at number three is Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. And then in fourth is Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. And then in fifth, we have Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. So those are your playoff league leaders in the NBA.
Bacon Bash, take one.
Head to Red Robin for Bacon Bash. For bacon on burgers, bacon on all the things, like the savory sweet bacon jammin' burger. Bacon jam, seriously? Bacon jammin' wings with bacon crumbles. Wings too, is this right? And the caramel and cookie crumb shake with candied bacon. Bacon on a shake, what? Okay, I think we're done. If you need me, I'll be at Red Robin.
You forgot to say for a limited time, Red Robin.
Yum.
And again, to let everybody know where we currently stand in the series right now. Currently, the Phoenix Suns lead the series in the 2021 NBA Finals 2-0.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Nick Agar-Johnson, host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, and he's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. We discuss the 2020 United States Men's Olympic basketball team. Some great names on those rosters. And we also go back to previous Olympic teams, such as Dream Team, Dream Team 2, also the Redeem Team, and so much more. Nick is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
As Red Robin's voiceover artist, I'm here to explain bottomless. How do I get across free refills on fries and drinks? Well, here goes. Bottomless at Red Robin means free unlimited refills on the fries and sides that come with every burger or entree. That means free refills on steak fries, sweet potato fries, Yukon kettle chips, garlic fries, broccoli, side salads, soft drinks, iced teas, freckled lemonade, and even root beer floats. Offer doesn't expire until your appetite does. Whew, nailed it.
Red Robin.
Yum.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
To make America's craft wine, you've got to make it like America. Bold, ambitious, unconventional. Crushing grapes like our forefathers crushed kings. So grab a bottle of America's Craft Wine, like our Lodi Cab with bold berries and tart cherry, the Honest Red Blend with plums and blackberry, a juicy Zinfandel, or a smoky bourbon barrel aged. Pour it in a glass and go forth, because there's history in the making. The Federalist, America's Craft Wine. Federalist Vineyard, Lodi, California. Enjoy responsibly.
As Red Robin's voiceover artist, I'm here to explain bottomless. How do I get across free refills on fries and drinks? Well, here goes. Bottomless at Red Robin means free unlimited refills on the fries and sides that come with every burger or entree. That means free refills on steak fries, sweet potato fries, Yukon kettle chips, garlic fries, broccoli, side salads, soft drinks, iced teas, freckled lemonade, and even root beer floats. Offer doesn't expire until your appetite does. Whew, nailed it.
Red Robin.
Yum.
As Red Robin's voiceover artist, I'm here to explain bottomless. How do I get across free refills on fries and drinks? Well, here goes. Bottomless at Red Robin means free unlimited refills on the fries and sides that come with every burger or entree. That means free refills on steak fries, sweet potato fries, Yukon kettle chips, garlic fries, broccoli, side salads, soft drinks, iced teas, freckled lemonade, and even root beer floats. Offer doesn't expire until your appetite does. Whew, nailed it.
Red Robin.
Yum.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now. PeacockTV.com.
Our goal really is to get to Barcelona, win the gold medal, and bring it back where it's supposed to be.
It is the debut for the United States men's Olympic basketball team.
Larry Bird, with the ability to adjust at the last second, really wanted to hit into the left lane to Michael Jordan on the fast break. Jordan was cut off and looked back right, saw the big man run to the floor.
Here's Bird finishing off the break, and the United States leads.
Discipline with defense, that may come after a few substitutions.
Yes, and it comes. And it's a 3-on-1. Jordan going all the way.
Loves to look one way and deliver the other.
Magic for three. Yes. Magic Johnson. One, one. Alley-oop for James.
What is his mental state?
Deep in the post here against Carlos.
Down the lane, running shot.
Oh, good!
Madani, drop it off to LeBron! LeBron James down the lane. Very active defensively, and look at him.
Marone, the depth has changed. Bryant gets inside, kicks it out to Anthony. He's been shooting well. Knocks down the three.
Chips, but there's a lot of guys who've never been that ultimate champion, and that's what they're shooting for tonight, as Kobe Bryant is shooting to knock down the three. That's 4 or 5 mates right now.
Rudy Fernandez kicks it out. Rubio for three. Well, short ball deflected all the way out to Kobe Bryant. Uncontested jam.
Well, just pushed him right underneath the basket.
Kobe Bryant operating. Kicks it out. Carmelo Anthony for three. Paul throws it ahead. Kobe Bryant up ahead. Gorgeous feed.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And those highlights that you heard, that was Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Michael Jordan from the Dream Team in 1992 at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona. Then you heard some highlights from LeBron James during his time being on the Olympic team. And, of course, the late, great Kobe Bryant doing his thing as the captain of the 2008 Olympic team in Beijing. We want to welcome someone back on the program. We're going to talk about the 2020 United States Olympic basketball team. He is the host of the Deep Dives NBA podcast. Of course, it's everything to get you caught up on what's going on in and around the league. And also, he does some stuff with Nets Republic. Let's welcome him back to the program, Nick Agar Johnson. Hey, Nick, welcome back to the program.
Ed, thanks so much for having me back. It's always a good time to be on the program, and we've certainly got an exciting Olympic roster to talk about here.
Oh, yes, we do, man. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's start off with our first entry on the United States Olympic men's basketball team, Bam Adebayo, playing for the Miami Heat. And Bam has really emerged as one of the premier stars in the NBA. He really emerged in the bubble last year, and he had an effective year this year for Miami. Just give me your thoughts on Bam making this year's Olympic team.
So Bam, I think, is actually an incredibly important part of this year's Olympic team. He's really the only sort of pure center on this roster, and he's also got a game that I think will fit it really well in the international basketball environment. He's one of the best passing big men in the league, which is going to be huge given the offensive talent surrounding him. And he's also one of the best 1-5 switch defenders in the NBA, so you know, he's going to be manning the middle a lot for this USA team because, again, they don't really have another pure center beyond Bam. But, you know, he's an incredible athlete around the rim. He's someone who's going to be huge for this USA team, both as a shot blocker and as a rebounding presence inside. So I think he's someone who makes a whole lot of sense with the rest of this USA roster. Really, his one weakness offensively at this point is that he doesn't have much of a jump shot, but he's worked on that a ton this year, and he's shown a lot of growth in this past year in particular with his jump shot. So if he could maybe extend that out to the international three-point line, that might be hugely helpful as well. But I have a feeling he's going to spend most of his time for this USA team sort of mucking it up in the middle on both ends of the floor.
Rightfully so. And again, congratulations. That's Bam Adebayo as the first entry for the Miami Heat. The next person that we have is guard from the Washington Wizards, Bradley Beal. Now, Nick, since we've had conversations on this program, we've talked a lot about Bradley Beal, and you've mentioned him as being one of the premier offensive players and one of the top scorers in the NBA. Give me your thoughts on Bradley making the Olympic team.
Yeah, so he was second in the league in scoring this past year, and he would have actually won the scoring title if not for an incredibly hot surge down the stretch by Steph Curry scoring-wise. And with Brad Beal, you're getting someone who is decent enough as a playmaker for others, but, you know, again, really his primary focus is on scoring the basketball, and he's someone who can score from all three levels, but in particular has been an adept three-point shooter really since he came into the league. It's kind of the rest of his game that's developed around that, but that's been his calling card going back to his college season at Florida, was that three-point shot. And, you know, we've seen, especially Carmelo Anthony has been sort of the primary example of this, but, you know, with the sort of Olympic mellow, we've seen players who are really good three-point shooters who maybe are in offenses where they're the primary focus. As soon as someone like Brad Beal is playing with Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant as the lead guys, he's just going to be able to bomb shots from three all Olympics long. So I would not be surprised at all if Brad Beal comes out of this Olympic campaign looking a lot fresher in terms of his sort of NBA resume if he can just get a whole lot of wide-open threes and knock them down in Olympic competition.
Well, you know, speaking of scoring and knocking down a lot of threes, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. This will be his first Olympic team. Devin Booker representing the Phoenix Suns. What a year he's had this year playing alongside Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton and that fantastic team with the Phoenix Suns. Give me your thoughts on Devin making his first Olympic team.
So this has obviously been a really important year for Devin Booker, both in terms of his own, you know, development as a player, but also in terms of his recognition in a sort of national spotlight. And he's one of the three players on this Olympics team who's currently playing in the NBA Finals. So that's going to be a very quick turnaround for those three guys, Booker included, obviously, to go straight from the NBA Finals to the Olympics. But with Booker, he's kind of similar to Beal in that he's someone who's a really effective scorer at all three levels who can create a lot of looks for themselves. And, you know, I think that Booker is probably going to have the ball in his hands a little bit more than Beal would. I wouldn't be surprised if Booker has the ball in his hands a decent amount this series and, or rather during the Olympics and also obviously during the final series. But with Booker, you're getting someone who is an effective scorer at all three levels, who also, as you mentioned with Chris Paul, has gotten used to playing off other players as well. So I don't think he's going to be stationed beyond the three-point line as much as Brad Beal necessarily, just because Booker has a lot more mid-range and post-up in his game than Beal does. But he's someone else who also could just be an electric scorer, especially with the attention that opposing teams will have to pay to the players around him.
All right, and speaking of impact players, Kevin Durant, what can you say about Kevin? What a fantastic season he had this year, falling just short in the Eastern Conference semifinals to the Milwaukee Bucks. But Kevin, really, this was a comeback year for him. Of course, Kevin is the only returning Olympian. He played in the gold medal, was a member of the gold medal team in the 2016 Olympics in London, and he also was a member of the 2016 team in Rio de Janeiro, and he was also a gold medal winner as a member of the 2012 team in 2012 in London and 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. So you could say, Nick, that Kevin is the experienced one on his team with winning multiple gold medals. Give me your thoughts on Kevin being on the 2020 team.
So, yeah, especially with LeBron James not playing on this Olympic roster, Kevin Durant is kind of the veteran leader of this team, and he's got an argument for best player in the world, and he's certainly going to be the most important player on this Olympic roster. You know, with Bam Adebayo sort of being the only center, that will put some pressure on Kevin Durant on the defensive end too, because he's, you know, listed at 6'10". He's basically a 7-footer who happens to play like a guard on the offensive end. But the U.S. Olympic team is really going to need his best defensive effort during these Olympics, because he's one of the bigger guys on this roster. And offensively, I mean, Kevin Durant is one of the purest scorers in the history of basketball. So the U.S. team is definitely going to be leaning on him a lot to score over guys, you know, take slower big guys off the dribble if he's playing against centers, or, you know, posting up smaller wings and guards if he's playing on the wing. He adds a lot of versatility to this U.S. roster, both offensively and defensively. So I expect that he will sort of be the primary guy for this team, the guy who's probably going to get the ball the most, you know, down the stretch in closing time of games if they're close. So I think Kevin Durant is arguably the most important part of this USA roster. And, you know, we will see, but he's certainly shown this past season that he has not really slowed down all that much at all from his injury, and I expect him to be the primary guy for this U.S. Olympics team.
I expect that to be as well. I mean, looking at this roster, this is a fairly young roster, and Kevin Durant is, like you mentioned, Nick, that LeBron not playing on this Olympic team. Kevin Durant, he's going to be the anchor of this team, and I want to stay with KD for a moment. I mentioned that he won an Olympic gold medal as a member of the Olympic team in 2012 in London and in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. Do you think this will be KD's last Olympic team, or do you think he'll continue to play in more Olympic games?
That's a good question. I think that odds are that this will probably be his last Olympics. I mean, by the time we get around to 2024, he's going to be 36, I believe, which is certainly on the older side for players on the men's Olympic rosters. I mean, he'll basically be the same age LeBron is now by the time the next Olympics come around. So I think there's a good chance that this is his last hurrah. That being said, I think there's a chance that maybe by that point he just comes along to be a spot-up three-point shooting seven-footer, and, you know, he might join the 2024 team more as an afterthought, not an afterthought really, but, you know, more of a supporting player rather than the sort of lead guy on the team that he's presumably going to be this time around.
All right, let's move along now to the next person on the USA men's roster, Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. A lot of people weren't really expecting this one. Again, there were a lot of players that decided not to play because of what we're currently going through with the COVID pandemic and, of course, with the short turnaround in the NBA season. But Jeremy Grant, forward selected from the Detroit Pistons. Give me your thoughts on Jeremy being on the team.
Yeah, so this selection was originally actually James Harden, and then James Harden decided to pull out of the Olympics due to his hamstring injury, so Jeremy Grant got the replacement spot. And he's someone who I think makes a ton of sense in international basketball. He's a 6'9 guy who really broke out this season as the primary option for the Pistons, but previously in his career, you know, the year before, he'd been an incredibly important defensive role player for the Denver Nuggets. So I think that will kind of be the role that he fits into on this USA team, where he's someone who's probably going to get minutes off the bench as a serious energy guy and defensive contributor who can switch basically 1 through 5, especially in international play. And he's also really developed his three-point shot over the last few seasons in particular. So I think he's also someone that could take big advantage of the slightly shorter three-point line in international play. So he might be the 12th man on this roster, you know, both in terms of selection and in terms of sort of the fact that he was a surprising selection. But I think that he could definitely be a really useful contributor for this team in spot minutes as a defense-first, slightly stretch big man type.
Well, you know, speaking of being a big man, well, not a big man, but definitely somebody that can bring the power and the strength to this Olympic team is Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. This is his first Olympic team. Give me your thoughts on Draymond making the roster.
So Draymond, I think, fits in very similarly to the idea that I had for Bam, namely that this team is very guard and wing heavy, which means that a lot of the defensive responsibility is going to fall on the shoulders of Bam and Draymond in particular down low. And so both Draymond's passing and his defensive acumen are the reasons why I think he's on this team. His three-point shot has been remarkably inconsistent throughout his career, and maybe he's someone who would benefit by the slightly shorter line in international play, but what I'm expecting from Draymond really is sort of what he has typically been for the Warriors. You know, he'll probably put up like 4 points a game on 3 shots, but he'll get 2 steals and 3 blocks and be a presence rebounding in the paint and, you know, kick out 5 or so assists to teammates for 3-point shots. I expect that he's going to be very much pass first, second, and third on offense and focus most of his energy on trying to be the defensive lockdown piece for this Olympic squad.
All right, the next player that we have on the roster is from the Milwaukee Bucks, Drew Holiday. What a season Drew has had this year, and he's really was one of the steals during the NBA offseason. Chris Paul was clearly number one, and then number two is Drew Holiday landing with the Milwaukee Bucks. This will be his first Olympic team. Give me your thoughts on Drew making the roster.
So Drew making the roster is, I think, a defensive mirror for Draymond Green in the sense that Drew Holiday is one of, if not the best guard and wing defenders in the league, and he's had a very good playoff so far, but he's also had nights where he's sort of disappeared on the offensive end, you know, especially when we're talking about game one of the finals that happened yesterday, where he had 10 points on 14 shots, you know, he might need to play a bigger role for Milwaukee for them to be successful in the finals. But for him on the Olympic team, all he needs to do is just be an absolute menace on the defensive end, which he has been consistently for many, many years now. It's just the offensive superstardom that's come and gone. But with the offensive firepower on this Olympic team, he can really just focus all of his energy on shutting down whoever the best player on the opposing team might be on any given night.
All right, the next person that we have on the roster is a high flyer, one of the premier rising stars in the NBA, and it's Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. We know Zach for his leaping ability, making incredible dunks. He's improved his shooting over the last several years. Give me your thoughts on Zach making the team.
Yeah, so Zach LaVine is another guy who had a breakout season this year, and really the biggest breakout for him this season is that he showed so much development as a passer and playmaker for others, and that I think is going to be important on this Olympic team. You know, he's not going to be the vast majority of the offense for this Olympics team as he is for the Chicago Bulls on a night-in, night-out basis, but he's also a really excellent three-point shooter, so I think for him at the Olympic level, he's going to basically be doing a lot of spot-up three-point shooting, and then every once in a while, he's going to be the guy running out in transition for the ridiculous dunks. You know, he's going to be the player most likely to emulate a Vince Carter 2000-type Olympic dunking performance.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Looking forward to Zach doing some amazing dunks in the Olympics. And the next person on this roster, I think this is long overdue, Nick. I think he should have been on the 2016 team in Rio de Janeiro, and that's Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard. This is his first Olympic team, and what a year he had this year. He was an MVP candidate, of course, one of the premier players in the league. He plays for the Portland Trail Blazers. Give me your thoughts on Damian making the 2020 team.
This is going to be a huge Olympic showcase for Damian Lillard. You know, the U.S. team is very sort of wing and guard heavy, but it's very much not lead guards. Damian Lillard is the only real pure point guard on this USA team roster. I suppose Jrue Holiday plays almost exclusively at point guard, but really if you're talking about pure point guards, it's Damian Lillard and then basically a bunch of shooting guards and small forwards on the wing. And that means that he's going to definitely have the ball in his hands a lot, and he's someone also who is one of the best long-range three-point shooters. You know, the 30-plus foot three-point shots, there are definitely going to be more than a few times in this Olympics where Damian Lillard pulls up from an absolutely ridiculous distance and knocks in back-breaking three-pointers. So I expect that Kevin Durant is going to be the leader of this team offensively, and he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot during this Olympic run, but I think that Damian Lillard is going to be the secondary guy for this Team USA offense, both sort of as the only real pure point guard on this roster and as someone who just shoots ridiculously proficiently from anywhere, you know, inside of the half court line. I think he's going to get a lot of really crazy shots in. I think he's probably going to get a lot of fourth quarter shots, even if Kevin Durant is quote unquote the guy for this team going down the stretch. I think Damian Lillard will still have a ton of crunch time responsibilities. So I'm expecting this Olympics run to feature Damian Lillard quite heavily.
All right, and the next person on the team, and I'm very excited about this person, and that's Kevin Love. This is going to be Kevin's second Olympic team. He was a member of the 2012 team in London that won a gold medal, and I'm happy to see Kevin Love for all that he's gone through within the last almost a decade or so dealing with mental health and things of that nature. He's going to be in quest of trying to get his second Olympic gold medal. Give me your thoughts on Kevin making the team.
So Kevin making the team is, I think, very much an ode to what has been really successful in international basketball for this USA team for the last three Olympics or so, and that is his ability to be a three-point shooter as a big guy. You know, he is going to be drawing opposing teams, centers, and power forwards out of the paint to the Olympic three-point line. he's going to be bombing away from there because other teams have to focus on a lot of other players on this Team USA roster. There is a bit of a surprise, I guess, that Kevin Love was picked for this team, just given that, you know, he's not as much of a all-star slash household name as he was 4 or 5 years ago. But as a stretch big man who has experience playing for Team USA in the past, it does make a lot of sense along those lines. And, you know, his advocacy for mental health has been really important over the last few years. And it's always good to see the NBA players who contribute to their communities and to, you know, the country and the world at large in the way that Kevin Love has. It's nice to see them get these kinds of opportunities. It's always fun to root for people who seem to be good people, and Kevin Love certainly falls into that category. But on the basketball court, you know, he is going to be doing a lot of three-point shooting. I expect him to play mostly center, especially since Bam is really the only pure center on this roster. So it's going to be a lot of pick and pops and spotting up from three-point range for Kevin Love in these Olympics.
I want to stay with Kevin just for a moment, Nick, and you mentioned about his mental health and what he's had to endure and how he's slowly getting over that hurdle. It's kind of shocking to me that he accepted a bid on the United States Olympic team, considering his history with mental health and also, too, what's currently going on in Tokyo with COVID cases that are steadily increasing. Do you think his mental health will be in Tokyo in the midst of the pandemic and with the restrictions that have been put in place during the Olympics in Tokyo?
I think it's an interesting question to ask about, honestly, any athlete going into this particular Olympics in the particular state of the world that we're in right now. In terms of the basketball, you know, I think that this is going to be a pretty easy environment basketball-wise for him, just in the sense that, you know, he's not going to be asked to be one of the stars of this team. He's just going to be asked to basically do what he does best. And, you know, I think that's certainly an environment that will lead to less stress than maybe other basketball situations that he might be in. But I think mental health concerns, you know, are a real issue for this Olympics coming up, especially given the surge of cases in Tokyo and opposition on the ground in Japan from certain corners to continuing to hold the Olympics in these kind of conditions. But certainly I think on the basketball front, it's going to be relatively easy for Kevin. You know, it's usually relatively easy for the U.S. team in a lot of situations, but I think for Kevin Love's particular situation on this team, it will be less stressful than a lot of other environments could be. That being said, the environment as a whole going into these Olympics is going to put a whole lot of stress on all of these athletes.
All right, and the next person that we have on the team is Chris Middleton from the Milwaukee Bucks. This will be his first Olympic team. And, you know, Nick, Chris has had a fantastic, not just year this year, but even he really came of age in the bubble last year. And then even 2 years before that, he really emerged. He has emerged as one of the premier players in the NBA, one of the clutch shooters in the league. Give me your thoughts on Chris making the team.
Yeah, you mentioned Chris as a great clutch shooter, and I think that's going to really come into play for this Olympic squad. I don't think it's particularly likely that he is starting for this Olympic team, but you know, the flip side of that is he's probably going to get a lot of minutes off the bench and be expected to do a lot of what he does for the Bucks, namely score over smaller players in the post and, you know, get open for three-point looks as well. So especially given the spacing that the rest of this roster is going to provide, you know, that's going to leave a lot of openings for someone like Chris Middleton to take advantage of smaller players in the post and get, you know, easy 12-foot mid-range fadeaways. And I think that Chris Middleton probably won't start for this Olympics team, but he'll have a lot of opportunities to score against mismatches in international play.
All right, and the last person that we have on the team is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Again, Nick, Jason has emerged as one of the rising stars in the NBA. Since he's been in the league from his rookie year to the current, he has shown up and shown out for the Boston Celtics, and him along with Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker. Also, we have Chris Middleton on this team. These are the rising stars on this Olympic squad, along with Zach LaVine. Give me your thoughts on Jason making the team.
So Jason Tatum is going to play a huge part for this team. And, you know, he had some long-term issues with COVID during the season, especially in January, February. I believe it was around January, February that he admitted that he'd been using an inhaler after recovering from COVID. So, you know, he really showed out, though, towards the end of the season when presumably he started recovering a little bit more from that issue. And in terms of Jason Tatum in Olympic play, he's going to be a defensive stalwart for this team. They're definitely going to rely on him a lot on the defensive end, and he's shown that he can more than live up to that while also being a lead scorer for a team. So I think there's a very good chance that Jason Tatum starts for this Olympic squad, and he and Kevin Durant as the forward duo for this team is just going to be an absolute nightmare for opposing teams to defend. You know, Tatum isn't quite the shot creator for himself that Kevin Durant is, but pretty much nobody is. And with Tatum, he's someone who can score at all three levels, can create for himself, but can also shoot off the catch. So he is someone who I think also could have just a huge Olympics if he gets really hot in a couple of key games, because one of the benefits of being on the U.S. Olympic roster is you have a ton of other talented players alongside you, and Tatum doesn't have to be and won't really be the lead guy for this U.S. Olympics team, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ends up third in scoring behind Kevin Durant and Dame Lillard for this Olympic squad.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only. Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
It's Mattress Firm's biggest 4th of July sale ever. Hurry in and get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen bed for the price of a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $6.99 on Sealy. Or save $500 on all Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattresses. With our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Want to keep little hands busy at home? The Home Depot has free kids workshop kits with everything you need to get started. Pick up a new one in store starting the first Saturday of every month. Then head to homedepot.com/kids for a project guide that's easy to follow along with, plus loads of other kid-friendly content. Kids can't wait to get their hands on them. Find out more at homedepot.com/kids. Free kids workshop kits, only from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, U.S. only.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
All right, and that's the 2020 United States men's Olympic basketball team that will be representing the United States of America in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Now, you know, Nick, we know about Coach Mike Krzyzewski and his long association with the United States Olympic men's basketball team. He was the assistant coach for the Dream Team in 1992, also serving in an assistant role in the 2000 games, and then also was an assistant in 2008. I'm sorry, he was the head coach in 2008, 2012, and 2016. Well, this year, it's going to be a new head coach, and we got Greg Popovich from the San Antonio Spurs. Just give me your thoughts on Greg being the head coach for the 2020 team.
Yeah, it's hard to coach in the footsteps of Mike Krzyzewski, and certainly Duke will learn that coming up with Krzyzewski's impending retirement. But it's also hard to do much better than Pop as your head coach. So I don't think, you know, there's any coaching fall off at all on that front. The thing with Popovich that's interesting is there have been rumors swirling around that maybe this season would be his last one with the Spurs. Maybe the Olympics would be his last sort of run as a head coach. So that'll be certainly interesting to see if this does end up being his last hurrah. He did also coach the 2019 World Cup team for the U.S. that, on the one hand, didn't do as well as expected. They ended up finishing seventh in that tournament. But on the flip side, they didn't have the kind of star-studded roster that they have for this Olympics run. So, you know, the usual with Pop is that he tends to be defense-focused first when he has that option. But one of the reasons why Greg Popovich is arguably the greatest basketball coach of all time is that he's always done an incredible job adjusting his coaching scheme to the roster that he has with him. You know, the Spurs went from a two-big-man offense with Tim Duncan and David Robinson to, you know, an offense that focused pretty heavily on guard play when they had Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. So with Pop as the head coach, I expect him to just adjust as best he can to the roster that he has, which the roster that he has is one that's going to be incredibly good at switching across the board on defense while also featuring a lot of guys who can spot up and score. So I expect this team to run a decent amount, which maybe Popovich teams don't always do. I expect this team to shoot a lot of three-pointers, which maybe Popovich teams also don't always do. But I think that one of Greg Popovich's greatest traits as a coach is his ability to adjust to the roster and the players that he has. And this is a roster that has a ton of flexibility, and I'm sure he's going to have a ton of fun coaching it.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about normally Pop's teams coaching with San Antonio, they don't shoot a lot of three-pointers, but did you mention this particular team, this Olympic team, would? And speaking of three-point shooters, one of the assistant coaches, Steve Kerr, known for his playing skills as being when he was a player, he was known for his excellent three-point shooting. He will be served as one of the assistant coaches on the Olympic team. Just give me your thoughts on Steve being an assistant on this Olympic team.
So Steve Kerr, in particular with the Warriors, has shown an incredible proficiency to coach well with players who are very good in read-and-react environments, and that wasn't a particular strength of the Warriors team this year, and it did take him sort of a while to get adjusted to that and switch up the offense to feature Steph Curry far more heavily, which was the main reason why the Warriors ended up charging into a eighth seed sort of down the stretch of the last season. They ended up losing that eighth seed to the Grizzlies in the play-in tournament. But, you know, really that was Kerr sort of making adjustments very late in the season with the Warriors offense. But with this Olympics team, you're going to have a ton of players who are incredibly great at read and reacting, you know, catching the ball and making a quick decision, you know, one or two dribbles and a pass or open shot kind of thing. So that's kind of Kerr's coaching strength in my mind. And this is a roster that makes a lot more sense for that than his Warriors roster this past season.
All right, and then we have two more assistant coaches on this Olympic squad, Lloyd Pierce, who's the current assistant with Indiana Pacers, and Jay Wright, who's the head coach in college basketball at Villanova University. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Pierce and Coach Wright being on this Olympic squad as assistant coaches.
So Coach Pierce in particular, you know, he didn't have the best run of health with the Hawks this season. Ended up getting replaced by Nate McMillan and is now on Rick Carlisle's staff in Indiana. And Pierce is someone who, you know, there have been conflicting reports about how close his relationships were with players. But in particular, I think that he showed at times in Atlanta that he can be a really good coach in this league. And, you know, I think maybe a few more years as an assistant under a Hall of Fame coach like Rick Carlisle could really prepare him well for another head coaching gig a couple years down the road. And I think coaching in an Olympic environment is also very good on that front. You know, he's going to be with, as you mentioned, three other great coaches, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, Jay Wright from Villanova. And Pierce certainly had moments as a great head coach in his own right in Atlanta before things kind of collapsed, a lot of it due to injury before players started to get healthy under Nate McMillan for the Hawks. I think this will be a really good opportunity for Lord Pierce. As for Jay Wright, I mean, he's been one of the college coaches that's been in demand at the NBA level for quite a while now. I believe he was actually recently inducted to the Hall of Fame for his college coaching accolades, if I'm remembering correctly. So he's certainly someone who's proven a lot, you know, won a national championship at Villanova. I guess part of me is a little surprised that they didn't find a way to work Kyle Lowry onto this roster, given that Jay Wright is going to be a head coach. You know, Lowry's a Philly guy, so, you know, maybe that would have been fun. But either way, with Jay Wright, you're getting someone who is one of the best coaches at the college level, has been consistently for quite a while, and has even been getting NBA attention. So it's a really stacked coaching roster in addition to, obviously, the incredibly stacked roster of players that are going to be competing for this USA team.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned about Kyle Lowry because Kyle played on the 2016 team in Rio de Janeiro, which won the gold medal. He was invited, but he turned it down. He decided not to play as well as Chris Paul. Those were two of the front runners to be a member of the 2020 team, but they declined. But those are the United States 2020 Olympic team, men's basketball team, and along with the head coach and assistant coaches. And also want to mention that not only is Kevin Love, and Draymond Green are the only three players that have won multiple gold medals, and they represent returning medalists on this team. Of course, Durant did his thing in 2012 and 2016, and then Draymond Green did his thing in 2016, and then he hopes to do it in 2020. And Kevin Love, of course, won it in 2012. So that's the thing on that.
Bacon Bash, take one.
Head to Red Robin for Bacon Bash. For bacon on burgers, bacon on all the things, like a savory sweet bacon jammin' burger. Bacon jam, seriously? Bacon jammin' wings with bacon crumbles. Wings too, is this right? And the caramel and cookie crumb shake with candied bacon. Bacon on a shake, what? Okay, I think we're done. If you need me, I'll be at Red Robin.
You forgot to say for a limited time. Red Robin.
Yum.
Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 3 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Mick, in this in international play, who do you think, which teams do you think have the best chance of giving the U.S. a run for their money?
So, certainly, I think the three teams that come to mind for me first are the French team, the Spanish team, and the Australian team. Now, the Australian team, I think, could be incredibly interesting because they've been a team that's come fourth quite a few times in recent play. So they're definitely going to be charging hard for a medal in this Olympics. Now, Ben Simmons will not be playing for the Australian team, so that's definitely a blow to them. But, you know, they do have a ton of other players. They have Matisse Thybulle is playing for the Australian team. They have Joe Ingles, obviously, and Patty Mills is going to be the flag bearer for the Australian team. He's been a menace in international play for quite a while now. So I think the Australian team is going to be really looking to finally crack the podium in an Olympics and get to the medal stand. They're going to be a team to watch. With the French team, you have Rudy Gobert, who, you know, has had moments of not exactly great play in the playoffs, but he's still one of the best players in the NBA, one of the best centers in the league, defensive player of the year. You know, they also have Nick Batum, who really had a bounce back season for the Clippers this past season. He's going to be huge for that French team. And, you know, they have quite a few other NBA players as well. You know, they have Evan Fournier, they have Frank Ntilikina of the Knicks. So the French team is another team that I think is going to be a potential challenge. They're also in Group A with the U.S. team to sort of start out the opening round of this Olympics. So that's definitely interesting. They're going to be a team to watch. And then with the Spanish team, you know, they're not quite at their heyday that they were back when they were one of the best teams in the world, but you still have the Gasol brothers. Pau Gasol is reportedly playing his last basketball before retiring for the Spanish team in this Olympics. And, you know, with him and Marc Gasol playing down low, you know, that's already a troublesome big man lineup for a U.S. team that, you know, as we've sort of already gone through, does not exactly have that much strength up front in terms of the players that they have in their front court. So those are three teams that I definitely watch out for in competition against this U.S. men's team.
What about Luka Doncic and Slovenia? You think they have a shot at it?
Man, it's hard to count out Luka in any circumstance, but the flip side of that, you know, this is Slovenia's first Olympics, I believe, the first Olympics that the men's basketball team has qualified for. And they have Luka, they have Goran Dragic, you know, if healthy, but I don't think they have enough star power outside of Luka to, you know, really have that much of a chance. But it's hard to count him out. And, you know, especially with Nikola Jokic not playing for the Serbian team, you know, Doncic is arguably going to be the biggest star in this Olympics outside of the U.S. team. So he could just have a crazy hot run and lead Slovenia to the medal stand, but I don't think they have as complete a team as France, Spain, or Australia do.
Stay cool this summer and save on a Google Nest thermostat at Lowe's. A Nest thermostat helps save energy by automatically adjusting the temperature when you leave the house. Control it remotely while you're away. Back at home, just say, "Hey Google," for hands-free help. Save at Lowe's, and you may even qualify for a rebate of up to $100 from your local utility provider. Go to Lowe's.com/Google Rebates. Valid through 7/7. Terms and restrictions may apply. U.S. only. Stay cool this summer and save on a Google Nest thermostat at Lowe's. A Nest thermostat helps save energy by automatically adjusting the temperature when you leave the house. Control it remotely while you're away.
back at home, just say, "Hey, Google," for hands-free help. Save at Lowe's, and you may even qualify for a rebate of up to $100 from your local utility provider. Go to Lowe's.com/Google Rebates. Valid through 7/7. Terms and restrictions may apply. U.S. only.
Get ready for your family and friends this July 4th. Start with Lowe's and an LG InstaView refrigerator and range. And after the party, leave the cleanup to a new LG dishwasher. Right now, get up to $750 off with the purchase of qualifying major appliances. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Must at store to apply discount or enter promo code online at checkout. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Exclusions apply. Valid through 7/14. U.S. only. Get ready for your family and friends this July 4th. Start with Lowe's and an LG InstaView refrigerator and range. And after the party, leave the cleanup to a new LG dishwasher. Right now, get up to $750 off with the purchase of qualifying major appliances. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Must at store to apply discount or enter promo code online at checkout. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Exclusions apply. Valid through 7/14. U.S. only.
All right, and then that's the deal on the 2020 United States Olympic men's basketball team. Now, you know, Nick, I just have to ask you about so many great teams that we've had throughout the course of this Olympic history in the United States. Of course, I want to start off as recent, you know, the 1984 team, which was Michael Jordan, Chris Mullin, Sam Perkins, Wayne and Tisdale, Alvin Robertson, and Steve Alford, and you had Patrick Ewing. They won the gold medal in 1984. You had the team in 88 that would wind up winning the bronze medal. That was David Robinson, Mitch Richmond, J.R. Reed, Danny Manning, and you had Stacey Augmon on that squad, some of those guys on that team. But things really got going for the United States in 1992 in Barcelona with the Dream Team, with Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Karl Malone, Clyde Drexler, David Robinson, Christian Laettner, Scottie Pippen, and Karl Malone, and John Stockton, and of course Chris Mullin and Charles Barkley. Just kind of give me your thoughts on just the allure and the legacy of the Dream Team in 92.
So the Dream Team in 92, you sort of referenced this briefly, but, you know, they were really the result of that 1988 squad that didn't end up winning the gold medal. And so basically for 1992, the U.S. men's team decided to, rather than basically just taking college athletes, to take, you know, the best players from the NBA and throw them all on the same team and have them just demolish the rest of the world in Olympic competition. And, you know, it's really interesting to think about the 1992 Olympic team from the sense that, you know, it was a point of national pride, certainly for the U.S. to have this incredible Olympic squad. But you'll hear a lot of international players talking about how basically the Dream Team was when they fell in love with basketball, you know, when the rest of the world started to see how cool and how much fun basketball could be to a level that they really hadn't before the 1992 Dream Team, which had just such a dramatic cultural impact, not only in the U.S., but outside of the U.S. as well. You know, it did quite a bit for expanding the popularity of basketball within the U.S., but I feel like it did a lot more for expanding the popularity of basketball around the world. And, you know, the competition level at the Olympics and at any international competition just keeps getting higher and higher. You know, we keep seeing more and more international players being incredibly successful at the NBA level. And I think that the Dream Team has a lot to do with that in just how much it did for popularizing basketball around the world.
Rightfully so. And I mean, that a lot of journalists have said that was the greatest team ever assembled, and rightfully so. You know, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Scottie Pippen, Clyde Drexler, Malone and Stockton, Charles Barkley, you know, Hall of Famers on that team indeed.
Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Let's talk about 1996 at the Olympics in Atlanta, the Dream Team 2, where we saw the return of Barkley, Malone, Pippen, Stockton, and David Robinson. But also you add Penny Hardaway to the list. Shaquille O'Neal was on that team, followed by Grant Hill, Reggie Miller, Hakeem Olajuwon. You also had Gary Payton, Mitch Richmond. And, you know, yeah, those guys on Dream Team 2. Just kind of just talk about what do you think the legacy is of Dream Team 2?
So I think the legacy of the Dream Team Part 2 was basically just, you know, the USA team kind of saying we're here and we're here to stay. You know, the idea of the Dream Team was, okay, you know, now we're just going to get the best of the best to make up this roster rather than the best from the college level. And, you know, the 1996 team could have easily been a disappointment, but, you know, instead they just laid the smackdown on everybody in a very similar way to the way that the 1992 team had. But, you know, getting to add the players that they added to that roster, like getting to add Shaq to your Olympic roster is, you know, Shaq is almost someone who breaks that kind of mold of Olympic basketball because no one could guard him at any level. And to throw him with the rest of the talent that they had on that roster was just ridiculous. But for the 1996 team, you know, it's very possible that they could have disappointed in a way if they hadn't been as good as they were. But for them to just dominate the Olympics, you know, being in Atlanta, Georgia, I think was certainly not on the same level as the original Dream Team, but a very cool and very special Olympic team as well.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one as well. And the 2000 team that we had in Sydney, Australia, this was they were a gold medal winner as well with Sharif Abdur-Rahim, Ray Allen, who was, one of the greatest shooters of all time, followed by we had Vin Baker, and you mentioned his name earlier, Vince Carter, what outstanding player he was, followed by Kevin Garnett was on that team. You had Tim Hardaway, Allen Houston, Jason Kidd, Antonio McDice, Alonzo Mourning, Gary Payton, and Steve Smith. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the 2000 team in Sydney.
Yeah, so the 2000 team in Sydney wasn't anywhere near as dominant as the 92 or 96 teams. They only beat Lithuania by 2 points in the semifinals, and it was a double-digit win over France in the gold medal game, but it was still only 85-75. That being said, I think the one thing that I will always, always remember from this Olympics is Vince Carter jumping over Frederick Weiss for France and dunking over him. I think probably the greatest dunk of all time, and it's hard for me to think of anything other than that first when I think about this Olympic squad. Just absolute ridiculous athleticism of Vince Carter, just always such a joy to watch.
Yeah, definitely, man. Vince was definitely something else, and not just in the NBA, but even in the Olympics as well. So let's move along now to 2004 in Athens. This was a game changer, and let's just say it didn't go as well for the U.S. men's team. They wound up winning the bronze medal, but on this team, this was a talented roster with Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Dwayne Wade, Carlos Boozer, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Emeka Okafor, Sean Marion, Amare Stoudemire, Tim Duncan was the captain of that team, Lamar Odom, and then you had Richard Jefferson. Just your thoughts on the 2004 team in Athens.
Yeah, so the 2004 team, obviously winning a bronze medal is nothing to sneeze at, but for the U.S. team, it's certainly well, well below expectations. And, you know, not only did they end up losing in the semifinals and having to settle for a bronze medal, they also lost 2 games in group play, which in 1992 and 1996 and even in 2000 as well, 2000 some of the games were closer, but they swept through all of their games. But the USA in this Olympics lost their first game to Puerto Rico by 19 points, and it certainly got better from there, but it didn't get all that much better, and that team is obviously remembered as a pretty sizable disappointment. I think part of the problem there for that team is that Larry Brown had a ton of incredibly talented future Hall of Famers on that roster in, you know, LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade, who were up for the challenge of bigger roles on the Olympic team than they ended up having. And I think if Larry Brown had been more willing to lean on those three guys than he was, then it could have been a different result. But, I mean, this was a bad look from the USA team, basically from that opening blowout against Puerto Rico all the way through to them ending up, you know, winning the bronze medal at least, but losing in the semifinals.
Get ready for your family and friends this July 4th. Start with Lowe's and an LG InstaView refrigerator and range. And after the party, leave the cleanup to a new LG dishwasher. Right now, get up to $750 off with the purchase of qualifying major appliances. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Must at store to apply discount or enter promo code online at checkout. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Exclusions apply. Valid through 7/14, U.S. only.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen. Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Stay cool this summer and save on a Google Nest thermostat at Lowe's. A Nest thermostat helps save energy by automatically adjusting the temperature when you leave the house. Control it remotely while you're away. Back at home, just say, "Hey Google," for hands-free help. Save at Lowe's, and you may even qualify for a rebate of up to $100 from your local utility provider. Go to Lowe's.com/Google Rebates. Valid through 7/7. Terms and restrictions may apply. U.S. only.
All right, so that's the 2014. Now, the 2008 Beijing team, this was known as the Redeem Team, and they redeemed themselves in a major way. They wound up cruising through the competition in this one and, you know, reclaimed the fame and to win the gold medal. Your thoughts on the Redeem Team?
Yeah, so the Redeem Team, I think, is the one team that has an argument against the Dream Team. To be entirely clear, I wouldn't pick them, but I think they're the clear, for me, second best Olympics team that the USA has ever put together. I mean, you know, this was a 23-year-old LeBron, you know, just coming off a finals appearance in 2007 in the absolute peak of his athletic prime. You have Dwayne Wade a couple of years off his incredible 2006 finals performance. You have Kobe as the captain of that team and the leader for much of the Olympic play. You know, you have Carmelo at the peak of Olympic mellow powers. You have Chris Paul. You know, this was just an incredibly stacked roster top to bottom for the USA team. And, you know, they were called the Redeem Team because they were following up the disappointing bronze medal in the previous Olympics. And this Redeem Team looked a lot more like, you know, how we expect USA teams to look in international competition. They won every single game by at least double digits, including a double digit win over a very, very good Spain team in the Olympic finals. You know, again, I don't think I'm picking anyone over the Dream Team if I'm comparing U.S. Olympic rosters, but if I'm picking any team to go against them, I think it would be this 2008 squad.
Rightfully so. I mean, you can't – I mean, as great as the Redeem Team was, you just can't go against that Dream Team. No way, no how, no chance, my man. So 2008, the Redeem Team wins the gold medal in Beijing. Then in 2012 in London, they continue the dominance and pick up another gold medal. Again, Mike Krzyzewski is the head coach of that team in London. And again, from start to finish, they were outstanding. Just give me your thoughts on the team in London in 2012.
Yeah, so the team in London in 2012 was slightly different just in the sense that, you know, this team was more sort of led by LeBron rather than – and well, LeBron and Durant really rather than, you know, mostly being led by Kobe like the 2008 team. You know, Kobe played on the 2012 team, but he wasn't sort of the alpha and the omega for that team like he was in 2008. But ultimately, this was another very impressive U.S. squad. They didn't quite manage to win every game by double digits. They had a close game against Lithuania, and then they won by 7 points in the final against Spain. But this was another, you know, very, very solid USA squad that didn't come close to the disappointments of 2004. Not quite the same heights to me as the Virginia team, but a very, very solid Olympic squad.
All right, and then we had the last team. We had the 2016 Olympic roster. And again, this is Mike Krzyzewski. This would be his last time coaching United States men's Olympic basketball team. And again, the roster phenomenal in this one right here. Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, Harrison Barnes, DeMar DeRozan, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George, Draymond Green, and Carmelo Anthony. Just your thoughts on this gold medal winning team in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, so the team in Rio ended up cruising as well. You know, they didn't lose any games, but they played a lot more close games than many of the U.S. teams before them. You know, they had a 3-point win over Serbia and a 3-point win over France in group play, and then they had a 6-point win over Spain in the semifinal before demolishing Serbia in the finals of that Olympics. And, you know, this Olympics was another real showcase for Kevin Durant. He led the team in scoring for his second straight Olympics. And, you know, there ended up being a lot of players who withdrew from Olympic consideration pretty late in the game in 2016. So a little bit similar to this year's Olympics, actually, on that front. But this was another exceptional basketball team, you know, mostly led by Kevin Durant on the scoring front that wasn't as dominant as the 2012 team even, and certainly nowhere near as dominant as the 2016 team. But, you know, far from the 2004 team, they didn't lose any games, and, you know, they cruised not entirely comfortably, but they did end up winning the finals and, you know, all the games leading up to it by at least comfortable margins beyond a couple of 3-point wins.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen. Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
All right, and that's the deal so far on the United States men's Olympic basketball teams. And, you know, Nick, we've mentioned some great stars throughout this great Olympic basketball history. I want to start off with Kobe Bryant. Kobe was the captain of the 2008 team, and then he would go on to win the gold medal in 2008, and he would win his last gold medal in 2012. Just give me your thoughts on Kobe Bryant and his Olympic history with the United States basketball.
Yeah, so the strongest memories for me of Kobe's Olympic play are definitely going to be the 2008 Olympics. I mean, the 2004 Olympics was a disappointment for everyone involved on the Team USA side, and the 2012 Olympics, you know, Kobe took more of a backseat to LeBron and Kevin Durant, but the 2008 Olympics, as you mentioned, he was the captain, and he was also the scorer down the stretch for the USA team in the fourth quarter of the gold medal game and, you know, the semifinal games. And he really was the leader of that team. You know, he certainly contributed to the other Olympic rosters that he played for, but really the greatest stretch for Kobe in Olympic play was that 2008 run with the Redeem team.
And LeBron James, again, was a member of the 2004 team that won the bronze medal, was a member of the Redeem team in 2008 alongside Kobe, also would win a gold medal in 2012. Give me your thoughts on LeBron and his Olympic career.
Yeah, so LeBron, for that 2004 team, he didn't really play all that much, and I certainly think that team could have done better if he had a larger role. And then 2008 and 2012, you know, he didn't lead the team in scoring, but certainly in 2012, he was pretty clearly the best player in the world and played that way for those Olympic teams. You know, he created a ton for those teams, had the ball in his hands a lot in 2012. And even though Durant ended up leading that team in scoring, you know, the 2008 team, LeBron played a major, major role, but ultimately Kobe was the captain and leader of that team. 2012, everybody sort of really followed in LeBron's footsteps on that team, and that was LeBron at the peak of his powers, and he showed it throughout that 2012 Olympic run.
Rightfully so, and then the last person is Carmelo Anthony. I mean, like you said, he's Olympic Melo, won the bronze medal in 2004 and then would win gold medals as a member of the Redeem team in 2008 and then winning gold medals in 2012. And then in the last Olympics in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. Just give me your thoughts on Carmelo and his Olympic career.
Yeah, Carmelo is someone who, you know, almost certainly at this point is not going to end up with an NBA championship in his resume. But, you know, it's funny because he's had such a great and incredibly successful NBA career. But, you know, his greatest team successes were in college during his one season at Syracuse where they won the national championship and, you know, in the Olympics where he didn't have to be the entirety of his team's offense. And so as a result, he just got to bomb away from long range during his Olympic career. And, you know, he is the leading rebounder in U.S. Olympics history as of the 2016 games, and I believe he's also the leading scorer in Olympic history. And, you know, he is just such an important part of the success of USA basketball. You know, he wasn't ever the lead guy on any of the four teams that he played for, but especially the last three teams that he played for, he was such an important contributor as a secondary scorer, you know, basically just bombing three-pointers alongside the primary guys.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Stay cool this summer and save on a Google Nest thermostat at Lowe's. A Nest thermostat helps save energy by automatically adjusting the temperature when you leave the house. Control it remotely while you're away. Back at home, just say, "Hey Google," for hands-free help. Save at Lowe's, and you may even qualify for a rebate of up to $100 from your local utility provider. Go to Lowe's.com/Google Rebates. Valid through 7/7. Terms and restrictions may apply. U.S. only.
Every 4th of July, thanks to colorful fireworks, the sky gets all the attention. With a little help from Lowe's, so will something else, your home. Check out our interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors to match your style. And you can keep your deck looking great, too, with one of our select cabinet exterior stains. Shop in-store or on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Stay cool this summer and save on a Google Nest thermostat at Lowe's. A Nest thermostat helps save energy by automatically adjusting the temperature when you leave the house. Control it remotely while you're away. Back at home, just say, "Hey Google," for hands-free help. Save at Lowe's, and you may even qualify for a rebate of up to $100 from your local utility provider. Go to Lowe's.com/Google Rebates. Valid through 7/7. Terms and restrictions may apply. U.S. only.
Rightfully so. And again, that's Nick Agar-Johnson just giving us the latest on the 2020 United States men's Olympic basketball team and the great Olympic basketball teams we've had within recent history in the United States. Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody what you do, because you wear a lot of hats. You are the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, and you also write for Hashtag Basketball and doing some other stuff for Nets Republic. So just tell everybody a little bit about those ventures you're involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nets Republic, I haven't been writing as much recently just because the Nets season unfortunately ended a little bit earlier than I would have liked. The main thing that I'm working on right now, as you already mentioned, is the NBA Deep Dives podcast. So some NBA coverage there for sure, but the main thing that I'm doing right now with NBA Deep Dives is Draft Deep Dives, where my co-host Tyler Metcalf and I, Tyler is the draft expert at Hashtag Basketball, and he does a lot of the, actually all of the draft previews that go up on the website. So right now he and I are doing draft deep dives once a week, with the episodes coming out Tuesday afternoon Pacific time. So yesterday we did an episode that was deep dives into Jalen Johnson, Jared Butler, and Miles McBride, who are three prospects who are probably going to be mid to late first round prospects that Tyler and I went deep on their games and where they might fit at the NBA level. And then the week before, actually, we did a first round mock draft of the 2021 NBA draft. So that was last Tuesday's episode. But right now, Tyler and I are doing draft deep dives every Tuesday leading up to the upcoming 2021 NBA draft, and then we'll have a recap sort of after the draft. But NBA deep dives and the draft deep dives on that feed are sort of the main thing that I've got going right now.
Awesome, awesome. And again, tell everybody where they can find the NBA Deep Dives podcast on the various social media platforms, streaming platforms, also where they can find you on social media as well as Hashtag Basketball and any other websites you have. Let them know that as well.
Absolutely. So for Nets Republic, first of all, that's just at N-E-T-S Republic. Hashtag Basketball is at H-A-S-H-T Basketball. So that's a good place to check them out. For me, my Twitter handle is at NBAJOHNSON, and you can find the NBA Deep Dives podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Nick Agar-Johnson. He is a writer for Hashtag Basketball in Nets Republic, and he's also the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with his co-host Tyler Metcalf. So check those guys out on the various streaming platforms for the podcast, and also check them out on social media because they do great work. Nick, thank you so much, my man, for doing this. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much again for having me back on the program.
You're welcome. And we'll be back with more right after this. We'll leave you now with these highlights courtesy from NBC Sports, the late, great Kobe Bryant with the Redeem Team in 2008, Summer Olympics in Beijing.
The depth has changed. Bryant gets inside, kicks it out to Anthony. He's been shooting well. Knocks down the three.
But there's a lot of guys who've never been that ultimate champion, and that's what they're shooting for tonight, as Kobe Bryant is shooting to knock down the three. That's four of five mates right now.
Rudy Fernandez kicks it out. Rubio for three. Well, short ball deflected all the way out to Kobe Bryant. Uncontested jam.
I'll just push him right underneath the basket.
Kobe Bryant operating, kicks it out. Carmelo Anthony for three. Paul throws it ahead. Kobe Bryant up.
15 and a superb finish.
Kobe Bryant got loose on a breakaway. Chris Paul with a beautiful throw-ahead pass. We've seen Chris Paul.
Four and a half to play in the third. Kobe Bryant looks inside. Nice feed. Oh, tough shot. Interesting change from Garcia, the coach of Spain. Wave to Kobe Bryant. Bryant on the drive. Tough shot. Gets it to go. Goes ahead to Bryant.
When I was in high school, I was physically at school, but my mind wasn't at school. I had problems at home, and that's hard when you feel like you're doing it alone. That's when I met Narnese, my mom, as I'll call her. She started helping me a little bit, like, Nia, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but your future is more important. She's my strength. Just being a support for those hard days and those hard nights is not giving up on me. Thank you to my mama. I wouldn't have did this if it wasn't for her. Today is for my mama and everybody who had my back. It takes a village to help somebody get their diploma. Some people think, well, maybe it's really not that big of a deal, but it really is. It changes your whole life.
Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson, host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic, giving us the insights on the roster for the 2020 United States Olympic men's basketball team. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.